This is Lloyd Herman interviewing Heikki Seppä for the Archives of American Art in the artist's studio on Bainbridge Island near Seattle, Washington on May 6th, 2001. And Heikki, I'd like to start by asking you where and when you were born, and if you would take me a little bit through your early childhood.
Well, I was born in an area which now belongs to Russia after the war. It's called Säkkijärvi. Säkkijärvi was one of the very prosperous places in Finland, counties. And many of my relatives lived there. As a matter of fact, when I finally got out from there, wherever I found the name Seppä, it turned out that it was her distant relative, also from Säkkijärvi. So Seppä is a very rare name in Finland, although there are many derivatives from that, like Seppälä, Seppänen.
And when was it you were born? What was the date of your birth?
I was born March 8, 1927. And very soon thereafter, my family, father and mother, ran into some difficulties with one another, and I was placed in a children's home.
At what age were you then when you were put in the children's home?
I must have been 4.5, 5 years old. Mm-hmm. I stayed there until I was 13. And then, of course, the war came and placed the children's home somewhere else in Finland.
But before that, I remember in the Columbia University interview, you were put in the children's home twice. Once when your mother came to America, and I was interested
right.
in that too. It seemed very unusual for the wife to go off to another country.
Yes, well, they were planning to build a house, and my mother saw a chance to come to Canada, and then sent money to my father to build the house.
How long was she here then?
She must have been here about a year and a half or 2 years
oh.
or something like that.
So she came to Canada then. Was that because of relatives? No,
she had some friends who were also going to do that same thing,
oh.
and she was just persuaded to go along. And so she found a job in Toronto as a maid.
Hmm.
And she had copious pictures of that experience for me to see when she came back. And that was my entertainment in the morning when I woke up.
She was mailing you pictures back. And so how long was she in North America then?
She was maybe 2 years.
And she had at that time raised enough money that she felt she could come
yeah,
back?
Yeah, the house was then finished when she came back, and then my parents ran into some difficulties in marital sense, and then I was put back to this children's home again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you had no other siblings?
No, that family didn't.
Tell me a little bit more about the children's home. Were there a lot of children your age, or were they all ages?
They were all ages. When I went there first time, I was in the department where they were just like babies. And they had...
Because you were only, how old were
right.
you said, under five?
Yeah, well, the
yeah.
first time, maybe 3.5 years
mm-hmm.
old, something like that. And then the second time when I went there, I was put in the next department, a little more grown-up
mm-hmm.
kids. And then there was a girls department, and then the old boys, not old boys, everybody was still teenage.
Did your parents keep in touch with you during the time you were in school, or what was your relationship then to your parents?
Well, once in a while she would send me a parcel with candy and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't come to see me.
Yeah. They had divorced at that point
and
were leading their own individual lives.
Right. And very, very soon. Very soon my mother got married again, and